Welcome to Avirim Yerushalmi, holding in Maestros Daf Lamed Ches and the Oiz Vodar edition, beginning the fifth parak of Meseches Maestros. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'igar stolim mitoich shaloi. Someone who takes out plants from his own yard, v'netel toch shaloi, and he puts it back into his yard, potter, he's potter. Meaning he's potter mina meiser, because there was no gemar malacha, he didn't finish the process, so he takes the plants that he has, he replants it into shaloi, and he's potter mina meiser, and we'll see in the Gemara what's the big chiddush over here. Lokach b'mechu b'lakaka, someone who purchases any produce which is connected to the ground, so he's potter, he's potter mina meiser, even though we have a shita that holds that purchasing obligates you in meiser, but that's only when it's disconnected from the ground, not when it is connected from the ground. Lokat l'shaleach l'chavir, a person collected produce from his ground, and to send it to his friend, potter is potter mina meiser, it's a gift, by a gift you're not chayav in meiser. Even though it's a gift, if you could purchase it in the market, it's considered to be the nigmar melachtoi. You have this in the market, so nigmar melachtoi, and therefore it's chayav in meiser according to this mandoma. Ha'oikir lefes, it's known as someone who uproots turnips and radishes, metoich shaloi, from his own field, v'netel toch shaloi, and plants in his field, lezera, he's doing it for the seeds, meaning he's planning for it to get hard, to harden the plants, and then he's going to use with the new things that grow for seeds. Chayov mipnei shu goyno, he's chayav and meiser because this could seem to be the end of this process. As the Reb Chaim explains, einlem goynach, there's no other goyno. We'll see in the Gemara, you don't make any pile out of it. So just collecting, taking it out of the ground, and then replanting it, that's really the goyin by collecting it. So therefore now he's chayav and meiser. Betzolim sheishrishu, he has onions that took root, ba'aliyo, in the second floor, tohoru miletam is considered to be connected to the ground, and he doesn't have a tumah. Noflem apoilis ve'emigulim, it fell on the onions. In my poilis, a house fell on the onions, ve'emigulim, but they are sticking out, and it looks the same way when they are planted in the ground. Harel kinetui masode, it has a din of a tui masode, the same thing. So to go on. Someone takes out plants from his own field. So here's the chiddush of the Mishnah. This is the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. The Tanin Tamon, we learned over there, referring to the Mishnah Maseches Peyot. Noitel min agoren v'zureya upotor min amasus achi marach div Rabbi Akiva. Someone who takes from the granary, he takes produce, he takes wheat, and he plants it. So he's potter mina meiser, he's not chayav meiser, because it wasn't a gemar malacha, until he's going to make the pile, until he makes the full pile that you smooth, at the end of the day, he's potter mina meiser. So Rabbi Akiva holds, if you take wheat grain from the granary, and you plant it, you're not chayav meiser. Chachom argue over the Maseches Peyot. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara in Amud Beis, no. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yechon, and Divrei Akoli, Rabbanu will agree as well. What's the difference between here and Maseches Peyot? There's a difference between wheat and shtolim. Our Mishnah is not talking about wheat. Our Mishnah is talking about plants. Ma bin chitim, ma bin shtolim. What's the difference? Chitim gemar melacha. Shtolim einam gemar melacha. The wheat, you're finished. Once you harvest the wheat, there's nothing else to do with this wheat, unless you want to plant it for something else. But the original wheat is finished. But shtolim, when you have plants, these plants are not finished. These plants are still in the process. Says the Gemara, but on the other hand, but when you talk about lefes etzoynis, turnip radishes that we mentioned our Mishnah, then Rekiva agrees with Chachamim. And why is that so? Because once you plant it, they lose the fact that they're food. They're not food anymore. So you're taking away their ability to be meiser. So therefore you chayav in meiser before you plant them. Says the Gemara, if you take wheat and you plant in the ground, they're going to get absorbed by the ground, they become hefset. Says the Gemara, the pshat is like this. Wheat, you take the wheat, you plant it into the ground. Now they're going to regrow. So you're going to have the original wheat, and you're going to have the new kidulim. Everything grows, everything is new wheat, and all from all that you'll take a meiser. But when you're talking about lefes v'tznoinois, then the original produce, the original vegetable, is going to get hard and you're not going to be able to use it for food. To become hard as a wood. So you're losing the original fruit. That's what the Rabbi Akiva will agree. You have to do ma'aseh before you plant it. But the wheat that you still be able to do ma'aseh for what you're planting, there you are machlekes Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva. Continue the Gemara and says, Lokat lishlel chavir ha-potter, you send to your friend your potter. Says the Gemara, Omar, hu osu loichol. He himself, he wants to eat what he wants to send to his friend, he's chayav and ma'aseh. So explains the Gemara, Shimi Omar, komi ab yoyse, b'shem avochol. What is Rav talking about? He put it into the chotzer, which is chotzer mishtameris. So then he's chayov and meiser. Even though there was not a gemar malach, it wasn't finished the process. But because he puts it in the chotzer, it's chotzer kvas the meiser. But if he didn't go into the chotzer, so then he's not obligated in meiser. Says the Gemara, Omar amanu maslisu amurkin. In the Mishnah, we see that we go like a mirror. Because it says the Mishnah, lakach b'mechuber lakaka, potter. If he took from mechuber lakaka, he's potter. If you purchased items which are not connected to the ground, it's chayav meiser. Man yisle mekach toivel lepeir shloi gmar melocha. And who's the mandomer that says that something which is purchased chayav meiser, even though it wasn't a gmar melocha, loy rameir is in rameir? So the chur our mishnah is rameir. So that's a raya that our mishnah is rameir, and therefore Rav spoke about chatzar b'shoimrio, chatzar mishtameres, is a libeder meir as well. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Meir says, Daf Lamed Ches.